This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
Ben Pollinger is one of the foremost fish experts in the United States. He's the executive chef at Oceana in Midtown Manhattan, has been cooking professionally for most of his life, and recently published School of Fish, an extensive fish cookbook for beginners. But despite his background in professional kitchens, he framed his book around how he taught himself to cook at home.
My approach came very naturally, was a direct result of my learning how to cook at home. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I ate just fine. My mom was a classic 70s era cook, and everything was from, the recipes were from the back of boxes and cans of soup, and we ate fine, but I never really got involved in the kitchen growing up, and we certainly didn't really eat fish growing up, with the exception of tuna casserole or fish sticks. And it wasn't until I was in college and I took a job as a cook in my dorm cafeteria just to make beer money that I fell in love with being in the kitchen and pursued it as a career, and then going on to cook at home again because I had never cooked at home. I only knew how to cook professionally, which is just a very different mindset. Mm-hmm. And it was a challenge to get dinner on the table.
But his professional experience strongly influences School of Fish as well. Oceana serves some of the best fish in Manhattan and has earned a Michelin star every year since 2006. Maintaining that level of quality means scouring the country for the best ingredients.
What I choose to do is to bring fish to the table that also is sustainable and new to the customers, and try to educate customers and take advantage of the fact that they trust me, that they trust that they're going to get something good, so that I can have a balance of mainstream fish and also more lesser known and more sustainable things. Mm-hmm. I bring in, for instance, some shrimp directly from a small mom and pop shrimper down in New Orleans. I bring in the majority of my oysters and almost all my East Coast oysters directly from the oyster farmers. I work with Alaska Seafood extensively, which is probably the best example of sustainable and well-managed fisheries, and, you know, also small-scale fishermen out as far as Hawaii.
Striking that balance is difficult, but Ben is up to the challenge. He's very conscious of which seasons to buy certain fish in.
The salmon is wrapping up now, the main salmon run, and we're going to just be starting now at the end of the month with, for instance, Florida stone crab, which starts, they can start putting traps out on October 15th. Mm-hmm. So we should start seeing fresh stone crabs around the 18th, and then the bay scallop season, the wild bay scallop season around both Nantucket and Peconic Bay, both start very soon as well. Those are certainly two winter hallmarks. You know, come around spring and summer is when we get the great run of East Coast fish that migrate up along New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, like bluefish, black sea bass, blackfish, wild striped bass.
Ben has a lot to keep in mind when buying and preparing fish, but ultimately what matters most comes back to that 1970s kitchen and the tuna casserole from the back of the box.
I mean, what has made you most proud about doing this? Because, I mean, it's once in a lifetime maybe some person gets to write a book, so.
Maybe the recipe for the tuna casserole that I told you about. I took my mother's tuna casserole recipe and, let's say, elevated it and put a recipe in there for how to make it from scratch. I had the book release party, had my mom there and actually served it and gave a little speech, talked about it and, you know, hit the goal, made my mother cry.
Oh, wow.
Made her happy, so maybe that's the best thing.
To hear more about Ben Pollinger, sustainable seafood, and how to make your mother proud, listen to episode 217 of The Main Course with Patrick Martins. You can purchase School of Fish wherever books are sold. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.